Hi there, everybody, and a warm welcome back here onto the podcast channel. Thanks for your continued support. We saw the channel very active yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed all that content. And today is going to be just as active. So hopefully that makes you helped you enjoy being part of all this, trying to get some truth out there. Now, in the aftermath of the Commons announcement concerning the removal of all Plan B regulations, it's been funny to watch the breakdown of the maskers. And as you know, the government has now made it abundantly clear it's now essentially will become full government regulations, and therefore it becomes essentially law, I suppose, that no one's required to wear a mask anywhere. Yeah. Cue hysteria in the usual circles. You see, there are those people, I'm afraid, who love the idea of wearing masks. Oh my God, they can't get enough of them. I mean, some of them may even wear two masks. And there's some grifters out there on social media who are selling masks and have made a nice packet out of doing so. So they've got a vested interest in the continuance of mask wearing. But in England, that's no longer the case. You don't have to wear a mask anywhere. And I suggest that the vast majority of people won't wear a mask anywhere. Oh yeah, there's going to be a tiny minority of psychopaths who will continue to walk around with their masks on, convinced that wearing these little face muzzles protect them from a nanoparticle-sized virus that goes right through them. And anyway, they've all been double-jabbed, so there's no logic behind why they would want to continue wearing a mask when they've been jabbed. But I think these people, I don't know about you, but I think these people are, they're kind of, they've been psychologically, some of them have been psychologically traumatized into absolutely believing anything the government and everything the government tells them. So when the government tells them to wear a mask, they wear a mask. When the government tells them to take their mask off, they take their mask off. There's another group, the grifter group, who have financial interests in the selling and propagation of masks. And so they're obviously distraught. Oh, and I think there's one particular doctor on Twitter who perhaps you might want to have a scroll through my timeline on, just to see her response to this. Her response is, keep wearing the masks. Oh yeah, AKA, keep buying the masks. So yeah, we see you. We see you, Dr. Grace, we see you. Then of course, when we go to London, the esteemed mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has said, well, he thinks it's very important that masks continue on the underground. And so, basically, he's saying London's not going to take too many any risks. No, he can't take risks with the health of the Londoners, in quotation marks. So therefore, he's mandating masks in the underground. Good luck with that one, Sadiq Khan. The British government has just said that masks aren't necessary. If I was travelling on the London Tube today, or indeed, of course, for that matter, any day in the past 2 years, I wouldn't be wearing a mask. I mean, the last time I was on the London Tube was back in September. And despite the fact that the masks were mandated then, I didn't wear one. I wasn't hassled. No one came up to me and said, excuse me, sir, you've got to put a mask on. I'm exempt just as much then as I am now, as I ever will be. I don't wear masks. And now that is the position of the British government, that you don't have to wear a mask unless you want to wear a mask. So I reckon there might be, I don't know what you guys think, maybe 5-10% of the population who will continue to wear them. But they will look increasingly ridiculous, won't they? I mean, you know, but they're going to now know what it felt like to be people like us who haven't worn masks, you know. And of course, in the other parts of the UK, mask wearing is still, you know, mandated. So, for example, where I live in Northern Ireland, I was out yesterday, everyone wears a mask apart from me. And there are other pure bloods who don't wear masks as well. But just my own experience yesterday, I was in a very large kind of coffee service station, motorway service station, and I was the only person not wearing a mask. Yeah. So all those other people, oh, they're wearing their masks because they've been good little sheep and they're doing what they've been told. And then, of course, if you didn't think that it got any more pathetic than that, I reference the tweet from the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland. This is interesting. Michelle O'Neill, the Sinn Féin Republican Deputy First Minister, who says, quote, "We have no intention of following the Boris Johnson approach. We will walk our own path and be guided by our own scientific and health advice." Oh my, so bitter, Michelle, so bitter, because you know what's coming, and I know what's coming, and everyone listening to this knows what's coming as well. You're going to move. You're going to shift position in this, because even the little gow leaders in the local health and science establishment who have been imposing all these egregious restrictions, they're going to have to, in the light of what Boris Johnson has done, they're going to also have to shift position. And so will you. So you can put out your little vindictive tweets if that makes you happy. But I'm still not wearing a mask, Michelle. I'm still not having a COVID passport, Michelle. And soon I will be joined by tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of other people. When eventually the likes of the Health Minister in Northern Ireland, Robin Swan, and his boss, Michael McBride, the Health Minister, Chief Medical Officer, eventually have to cave under the pressure of what's happened at Westminster yesterday. So I'm looking forward to your tweet, Michelle O'Neill, where you actually say, well, we've looked at our science now, and well, our science, oh, well, it's the same as the science in London, Glasgow, Cardiff. It's the same science, you absolute clown. But there you have it anyway. Reluctance in down in London from Sadiq Khan to remove the masks, reluctance from the Northern Ireland executive to remove the masks. They love the masks in these little devolved tyrannies. Why do they love the masks? Because it's about power. It's not about virus control. Forget that. None of this is about virus control. It's all about power. And that's why Boris Johnson removed the masks yesterday so he could stay in power. And at the same time, ironically, these devolved areas, such as Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, are reluctant to give up the masks because that is a reflection of their power over the vast majority of people. Well, some of us have never bowed the knee. I've not worn a mask in 2 years. Not going to be wearing a mask. So in a way, it's all irrelevant to me at one level. But at another level, it is funny watching the breakdown of the pro-maskers. Hope you enjoy it too. Thanks so much for listening.